TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and produced with WNYC New York Public Radio. This episode features Eve Ensler, playwright of the Vagina Monologues and founder of V-Day. TED Talks are made possible through the support of BMW, where ideas are everything. Here's Eve Ensler.
I bet you're worried. I was worried. That's why I began this piece. I was worried about vaginas. I was worried what we think about vaginas, and even more worried that we don't think about them. I was worried about my own vagina. It needed a context, a culture, a community of other vaginas. There is so much darkness and secrecy surrounding them, like the Bermuda Triangle. Nobody ever reports back from there. In the first place, it's not so easy to even find your vagina. Women go days, weeks, months without looking at it. I interviewed a high-powered businesswoman. She told me she didn't have time. Looking at your vagina, she said, is a full day's work. You've got to get down there, on your back, in front of a mirror, full length preferred. You've got to get in the perfect position with the perfect light, which then becomes shadowed by the angle you're at. You're twisting your head up, arching your back. It's exhausting. She was busy. She didn't have time. So I decided to talk to women about their vaginas. They began as casual vagina interviews, and they turned into vagina monologues. I talked with over 200 women. I talked to older women, younger women, married women, lesbians, single women. I talked to corporate professionals, college professors, actors, sex workers. I talked to African American women, Asian American women, Native American women, Caucasian women, Jewish women. Okay. At first, women were a little shy, a little reluctant to talk. Once they got going, you couldn't stop them. Women love to talk about their vaginas. They do. Mainly because no one's ever asked them before. Let's just start with the word vagina. 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 It sounds like an infection at best. Maybe a medical instrument. Hurry, nurse, bring the vagina. Vagina, vagina, vagina. It doesn't matter how many times you say the word, it never sounds like a word you want to say. It's a completely ridiculous, totally unsexy word. If you use it during sex, trying to be politically correct, darling, would you stroke my vagina? You kill the act right there. I'm worried what we call them and don't call them. In Great Neck, New York, they call it a pussycat. A woman told me there her mother used to tell her, don't wear panties, dear, underneath your pajamas. You need to air out your pussycat. In Westchester, they call it a pookie. In New Jersey, a twout. There's powder box, derriere, a pookie, a poochie, a poopy, a poopaloo, a pooninana, a patty pachechki, a pal, and a peesh. There's toady, didi, nishi, dignity, coochie snorcher, cooter, labby, Gladys Siegelman, va, wee wee, horse spot, nappy dugout, mongo, ghoulie, powder box, a Mimi in Miami, a split condition, Philadelphia.